is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Deborah Lee and friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Well, hello, everybody. Here's Deborah. I'm Deborah Lee, and here's Jimbo. He's impersonating an audience as he's making a technical adjustment. We good now?
Yeah, the Wi-Fi is back on.
Okay, good. Well, glad to be with all of you. Mondays can be, or they can be great because shows like ours are here. So,
okay.
Yeah, I love that. I used to really kind of hate Mondays. You know, the Carpenters, Rainy Days and Mondays really get you down. Well, not anymore, because I look forward to talking with all of you. Yes, this is a Psychic Love Doctor show. I want to remind everybody, especially for, this is news for our newcomers, mainly. Wanted to let you all know we are only using an ordinary deck of playing cards for the readings during the show. Actually, the method we use all the time. We just don't want you to get confused that this is tarot or oracle cards or any other system that's out there, and we know there are quite a few, but this is the one that we use. And I find after 30 years, it really stands on its own. Personal prophecy is amazing to me quite a bit of the time. So even with all these years and all these readings that I've given to those around the world, I still find myself awestruck by what can come through in them. And there have even been some miracles at times. So I just wanted to mention ordinary playing cards. And I will be using a full 24-card layout for your readings during your calls. This is my preferred way. Others like to just maybe take a few cards. I don't know. I've never really seen anybody use more than just maybe 3 to 5 cards. But I'm sure they're out there. Myself, I prefer the whole 24, the big enchilada, you could say. It gives me a chance to see the layout of your life, the landscape, the structure, you know, infrastructure especially. It also manages to give us a peek at your past, your present, and your future. So please remember, initially, when you start to get readings, during the show or if we meet in a private session, it takes me a couple of times to really connect with you on all levels. I need to build a sense of familiarity with you. And that doesn't take very long. But once I've achieved that sense of familiarity, the clarity becomes just that much more crystal clear. So now, Jimbo, I'm going to turn to you. And you can do your little, he does a mini lecture here on how to have the best phone calls possible.
Truth. All right. Welcome, everybody. We want to remind you the show is for informational educational purpose only. And we would like to remind you, if you're international, whether you're a Blog Talk caller or you're a Facebook viewer, let us know and we'll give you live international shout-outs as we get to them. Right now, we got nada yet, but we know they're coming. Let's see. Oh, the number is a very important thing. That would be 646-595-4274. 646-595-4274. That's the number you call to get in. You'll hear a message saying that you are going to do the queue, going into the queue. You want to show while you wait. That's a sign that you're in the queue. You can hear the show. Everything's cool. And if you don't hear a show or you hear don't hear music and it's silent or you're hearing everything and all of a sudden it goes silent, something screwed up. You just call back. Things happen. In the electronic world, you should hear stuff. You should never hear silence during the show, ever. Nope, because that would be bad in this game we play with News for the Soul and Blog Talk Radio. That means, Houston, there's a problem. Facebookers, if things work out, we'll turn to you. If the phone lines go kaputsky dead or whatever, we'll turn to you, but we can't make any promises and schedule or anything like that. So you just got to hang tight, sit back, relax, enjoy the show. For everybody who's getting a reading, the harps, that is a sign that your reading with Deborah is done. We all see little paintings of angels playing harps. And why does that matter? Because we're going to give you a single angel card before we move on to the next caller. And tonight's deck is the King of the King of the Kings. It's Archangel Michael, Sword of Light, Oracle cards. They are very good cards. We do them every Monday because they're like the newest of the best. And we spread them out other times. But yes, definitely Monday. That's our Monday flavor angel card for the show. Well, what do you think?
Sure.
You ready for action?
Yeah, let's get this party started.
Let's get it started. All right. I think our first caller is going to be, it is going to be area code 845, which that tells me the internet says that's New York. Area code 845. Welcome. You're the first caller on News for the Soul Radio. I expect you to love Dr. Charles.
Hello. Welcome.
Hi.
Who are
you? My name is Maria. I call from New York.
Maria, we haven't heard from you in a very long time.
This is all you.
Yes.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Yes. So, how are you doing?
Huh.
Are you well? Everything's going okay?
Nothing so. Still, no. I lost my wedding ring. I can find.
Did you ever go to Italy?
Not yet. Do you think I'm gonna go?
Oh well, okay. Let's check it out.
We can check it out.
Sure.
Do you have any? Have you made any arrangements at all? Or are you just still thinking about it?
I wanted to go as soon as possible, but whatever I can go right now. I got a mess in my house. About a month ago, the water coming in from the sill inside the house. I got this a lot of paneling. And then I wanted to take it away. And they got to fight my insurance at the paneling. And still, I got it, the mess in my house. I can go nowhere. So then I'm going to fix it. After they fix it, I'm going to go at the end of September.
Has it been repaired since the water
not
got
yet.
In? Okay, so it's good now?
I thought she said not yet.
Not yet?
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
I heard something.
Do you have, Maria, do you have insurance for the house?
Yes, of
so
course.
They should cover that, shouldn't they? Or are they just...
Haven't you called them yet?
Delayed...
The panel, I got in trouble with the panel. Then I wanted to take away because the people of the panel, they, I was paying every month, you know. And there was a beginning, I put it in everything, 1 year like that. Still I pay I price the electric. There was a taking money from the bank for nothing at the time. So
well,
today, I don't know.
I tell you from your reading, I am seeing that you are going to get that fixed, and as soon as you do, you're going to Italy. So this gives you something to look forward to as you are getting that repair done. And
that's
I don't think it's going to be too expensive because I'm not seeing here in these cards that it will be hard to pay for. I think it's going to be easier than you may think, okay? It's just you got to get it scheduled. You got to get them out there to take a look at it and give you an estimate.
Italy.
Forgive me, madam. I said the pan. You think I got to put a lawyer?
You shouldn't have to.
Well, just call your insurance company.
Because you own the house, you're not renting.
Yeah, the house is mine. Oh, my dad, I can write a letter to these people of the panel.
Well, if you have homeowners and insurance,
you just gotta call your
they
agent.
Would love to come out and get that fixed
you
for you.
Call your agent and get the ball rolling.
You just talk to your insurance agent.
Yep, gotta give them a call and say, I got damage.
Maybe somebody can help you with that.
Yeah, definitely gotta get somebody there.
Because I see that they're gonna want to get in there and fix this, especially before we start heading into fall, autumn weather, when it can get colder and rainier. But you are definitely going to go to Italy. I see it here. You have friends and family to go see. You are going to have a wonderful time. Wonderful time.
I guess the same thing is, you think I'm going to have money coming in?
Yes, I do.
From where?
I think the money is going to be coming in. First of all, the roofing is going to get fixed with your insurance. They pay for it. Yeah. So you just need to, and you know, the sooner you can schedule flying to Italy, the cheaper it's going to be. So maybe you could get some family help. There are a lot of different ways. It's hard for me to explain over the radio, ways that you can make an airline reservation and you can make payments on it. So try to get someone to help you with that, too, because, you know, that...
Yeah, somebody you trust.
Someone you trust who can help with the language for you. But, yes, I definitely believe you're going to be there long before Christmas.
Wow, that's not that far away anymore.
No, it's not.
Okay.
All righty, then. Real quick.
Well,
God bless you, but do not leave yet. We have an angel card reading for you, and this is from Archangel Michael. And the card subject is Get Your Power Back. You have forgotten who you are. You are a child of the divine, so take back your power.
You're right.
That's right. That's right. You take your power back.
That's right. All right, well, thank you so much for holding and being patient with us, even then, when the lines dropped.
God
called back.
God bless you, Maria.
That was awesome. We appreciate that.
Thank you, Captain.
Right. Thank you, and good. We wish you the best of luck on both of those endeavors.
Bye-bye now. Oh,
bye.
You're welcome.
Bye. Okay.
Sweet lady.
Yeah. Well,
we haven't heard from her.
Yeah, I know. I recognize the voice right off the bat. I couldn't remember the name. All right. Let's keep on. We're going to go to area code 347.
Yeah.
And I believe that is also in the same great state of New York. 347, you are the second caller. Welcome to News for the Soul Radio, Second Love Doctor Show.
Hello there. Who's on the line with us? Hello?
347.
Hello.
Be there.
Hi.
347.
Hello. We hear you.
Here, 347. Here, 347.
Hello.
No, they didn't. I bet they didn't think they were going to be on this fast. Hello? Hey, I hear you. You got to hear us.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, come around. Come around. Well, we are definitely, they definitely don't have the beep button on. We can know that. Sounds like it's in somebody's pocket or a purse.
Well, maybe we come back.
Maybe they're playing hacky sack with it. Remember, that's an old game. I don't know if anybody plays that anymore. But, all right, I guess we're going to keep on, and we'll come back to 347. Obviously, we surprised them, and we were there sooner than they anticipated.
Yeah.
So we shall come back to them, but we shall move to 520 right now. Olisa, 520.
Hello there.
And she's there.
Hi.
Rocking and rolling.
Rocking and rolling.
We're doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. I'm plugging along. I just wanted to kind of ask you if I could, please. We were having a great time last night in the backyard, and then all of a sudden it disintegrated into something was said and then something else was said. And I went into the house and slammed the door. And then he sent me a joke. He knows I like jokes. And he sent one to me at 7:30 in the morning. And so then I called him and I made a omelet and with vegetables, and we both like that. And I've been busy, and we kind of talked, touched base, and tomorrow we're supposed to go to a neighborhood coffee. How do you see things going, Deb, especially okay. tomorrow?
Okay. Now, I've asked
especially these, tomorrow.
At, yeah, the coffee, that the neighborhood coffee. As we have followed you along with your story these many months, and those of you who are brand new that are listening, this has been a case study that we've been working on so people can get an idea. What does Deborah do in her practice? And this lady, I met her over the show in October, and we have been following along ever since, giving her readings that offer her guidance to help her navigate her life.
Yes, and we've had a few capers. We had the prickly cactus caper there
yes,
for a while, and then we
yes.
had the tater tot casserole fiasco that happened. Yep, we had a few things go down.
Yes, we bring that up because if this was a sitcom, those probably would have won an Emmy.
Those things. I mean, it's like life is up and down. There's been some things that were not so funny, but those were funny moments.
So,
yeah.
Kind of laugh.
All right. I wanted to
mention,
though.
She remembers as well.
It seems like he is really growing, Lisa, because
he could be a man soon.
For him to, and then he meant that facetiously, everybody. For him to send you a joke. Remember before, the ball was always in your court.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I see that as progress. I really do. So I'm going to lay out your cards now.
Thank you.
And Jim will talk to you.
Talk. What is this coffee event that seems so very special tomorrow?
Well, we were in an accident about
yes.
4 or 5 weeks ago, and so we've kind of been healing.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten out. I haven't gotten out. Not really, except for essentials. And we both go out together because he's still shopping for his car.
Mm-hmm.
And so tomorrow is the first time for social stuff.
Oh, okay.
And
there you go. That makes sense. I was wondering. Okay. So you haven't really been out to do the cop thing since the bad day. Okay.
Yeah, we haven't really done anything. I mean, not social.
Well, then that's a good thing. It should go well, I would think. I don't have cards. But now Deborah does, and they're down.
I think it's going to go swimmingly.
I would think you both would be very happy.
The coffee event
to get out.
Is going to be very nice. You guys are going to get a lot of compassionate attention.
Well, I suppose people are like, hey.
Yeah. And that should, it'll be comforting for both
of you.
Yeah,
you know.
As for him, I feel he's got money issues on the brain. He is really mulling things over financially. And he's extremely frustrated with how things are going. He still doesn't have a car.
You said he's still shopping, she said.
Well, he's working on it.
Still shopping. He's out there shopping. No, it's good that he doesn't have to be forced to pull the trigger quickly, because a lot of times those hasty decisions being bad. So that's cool that you're helping out with that, so he doesn't have to pick a lemon by accident.
Exactly.
Right. I think it's good, too, because
it is good, yep.
When we had covered this previously with you, he was moving too quickly.
Well, yeah, I think he saw like something shiny, like people doing, like, ooh, I want that shiny thing.
After your baby's been taken
away. Especially when you haven't had your wheels for a while, you get really antsy for some wheels. So, yeah, I can see that. But it's good that you're there to be the voice of reason.
And you really are.
Oh.
and you are guiding him.
Yes, the logic.
And I know you think, what about me? Joyce Meyer used to do this thing.
What about
I don't know
love?
If she still does on her show. She's a spiritual leader. She would do this thing like a robot saying, what about me? What about me? And you might be thinking, well, hey, why is this always about him? Because you're already in the place that he needs to be. And by that I mean, what?
International shout out to Sophia, who's coming in from Sweden. All right, back to Lisa.
And I think what it is you're already, you're already on that the level where he's still got to come up to speed a little bit as far as learning how to treat you. And, you know, hopefully at the coffee, he's going to go sprinting in and leave you behind.
I don't think he's doing any running. I don't think either of them are running right now. Nobody's sprinting, I think, right now. I know what you mean. Not literally, but I know what you're saying.
But it seems to me, Lisa, the more you corrected him, especially in a gentle way, the more he's been listening and the more he's trying. And I'm sorry, I am team neighbor with him because I see what's in his heart. Not that I'm not for you too, Lisa, but I'm just saying I kind of pull in for him because he's really got his mind on spending the rest of his life with you.
Let's hear it for the boy.
Aww.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me feel good.
Well, that's good.
He's learning how to trust you. This man is learning how to trust you. And we all know Rome wasn't built in a day and trust isn't either.
I wonder how long it did take to build Rome. I think it's probably one, they probably can't put a time on it. But anyway, go back to the reading.
Anyway, yeah, it's just the
same. It's a big city. They probably was a continuous project. Let's just say that.
I would think for years.
Until the downfall. Until the fall of the Roman Empire.
Wasn't it really the aqueducts that once they got those in, then life really thrived?
Well, then they were like the king. Yeah. They thought they were the shit, you know. Well, they kind of were, though.
Yeah.
Plumbing? Nobody had plumbing and sewers and stuff.
So, Lisa, you're going to get some really good vibes tomorrow from friends. Looks really good around you. And he is really trying. And that's why I say, you have threatened before. You have threatened, I'm moving away, that kind of thing, excuse me. And now that you guys have made a deal, you're not going to say that anymore. It's brought a whole new layer to the foundation of your relationship.
I wonder when that deal is going to get broken.
That what?
I wonder when that deal will get broken.
Why, by one of them or the other?
It's going to get broken during a heated argument. Doesn't mean it's true. I'm just saying it'll get said. People say a lot of things in arguments that aren't true.
Well, but I think
it'll get said.
I think they're moving towards something that would be a huge betrayal, like say she found him in the arms of another woman, or vice versa.
I don't think saying
that could be the deal breaker.
Okay. Well, I mean, just to get pissed off.
You know, Deb, I'm sorry. Yeah. I want to understand. Is that you're seeing that happen?
No. No, that was an example because Jim wanted to know what kind of thing would break your vow, not to say, that's it, I'm leaving.
Apparently, she said you guys made an agreement never to threaten to move away from each other. Is that a true statement? You both made that agreement?
Yeah, because we kept clobbering each other whenever, with that statement.
That's
you know, I would say it, or he would say it, or and then I just said, "Let's stop saying that."
Now, last night, or wasn't this when this happened, that you went storming back into your place?
I thought he slammed the door.
Wasn't it you? That could have been a place where you would have said, "That's it, I'm out of here, I'm leaving," but you didn't,
and he
sent you something funny. As a gesture. So you maybe don't see the progress yet, but by God, after October, when it's been a year, you're going to start looking back and realize, Oh my gosh, look at how far we have come. And you will see that because you guys have come a distance. So things look good. Don't worry too much about your business, your work. It's going to be there for you.
I thought they were projects.
Well, your projects, you know, whatever. I know you deal in some real estate, so.
She calls them projects. She could be a madam. She could have a team of hitmen out there. She's in charge of hiring out the hits.
Help me.
A lot of mafia guys say, I got a project, you know. They're getting ready to rob a bank. Well, I got a project tomorrow, you know, me and the boys.
Then they leave the cannoli and they
gun. No, you leave the gun and take the cannoli.
Well, you can't fire a cannoli.
That's after you're done firing it. You don't want the weapon. You don't want to get caught with a murder. Leave that stuff. That's the deal. All
right. I thought cannoli was off limits right now.
Well, for your completing the part about your reading, you know what struck me would be something, he's antsy to get busy doing something.
I know.
You guys should go out for nice leisurely drives and look at different residential architecture. Like, what do you think about this house? Would you want a big one like this three-level monstrosity over here? I mean, just go out and daydream. And what houses you would pick.
Because I'm a daydream believer. And
it gives
homecoming queen.
His mind something to think about, and you two might enjoy it. So that's just my suggestion. Jim's got a card for it.
Actually, I don't have it yet, Deb. I do. I'm lying. I'm just providing some guidance to somebody in here. All right, real quick. Oh, we got to do this, though, officially.
Yeah,
The harps. We should get a damn harp in here. But they're pretty expensive, though.
And who would know how to play it?
We get those little itty-bitty table ones. Anyway, the subject of your angel card reading is your vibration is rising.
Yes.
This is a time of great spiritual growth for you. You're evolving to occupy a higher energetic frequency.
That's good.
So there's some kind of evolution taking place while you physically heal. This is a spiritual thing. They are not the same.
You lead him and he follows. I love that.
Oh, he's a horse.
No, he's learning from her.
Oh, I keep forgetting he's an alien from another country that's never seen women before. My bad.
That would be a foreigner, not an alien.
They are actually aliens. If you're from another country, you're an alien, and if you're here illegal, you're an illegal alien.
All right. Enjoy the coffee clutch tomorrow. When you
thank
go
you.
To, all right.
Yeah,
thank you.
We'll talk to you soon.
I don't even have cards, and I can't see it. Why would not be a good experience?
They're gonna have a good time.
Yeah, I can't see why that wouldn't be.
Okay. Yeah, it'll be nice. You know how you get preconceived ideas about something you're going through, and you think,
sometimes you can work yourself into stupid shit stuff, but you know.
It's on here.
Huh?
It's
she's still there.
Oh.
All right. Thank you very much, Lisa. We are gonna keep on and we're gonna try this other area too. We're gonna go back to area code 347, which is New York, and see if 347 is with us. Are you here, 347?
Hello.
Hi guys. Hi, this is Tamika.
Hey, Tamika.
Tamika.
You were almost caller number two, but you weren't there. You must have been busy.
So you get to be number three. Yeah.
It's all right. You're here. It's all good. It's all good.
We could hear stuff that you were doing.
It sounded like you had like the phone in your purse or your pocket.
Yeah, that is where it was. Sorry.
Detective. All right, go ahead.
Well, how are things going?
It's the same. I just love when you do these cards, so I always try to catch them when I can, but everything's the same. Just wanted to look into it to see if anything's changed, see what you see.
You know, every day things do change. They transform. They evolve.
Yep.
Just a little tiny bit.
Or a lot of bit, and you don't realize it right away.
Right.
Oh, international shout out to Rachel from the other side of the world in Australia. Welcome, Rachel. So we got a couple international folks here, and Let's see. And Kiki, I gave you the phone number to call in because I believe you are stateside. Anyway, go ahead. All right. Back to Tamika.
All right. I am now conducting, well, putting your cards down so I can conduct your reading.
You know, technically, that's part of conducting the reading, I think. See, I think it's one of those things you could analyze. Is that the actual conducting of the reading? I think it's very important because you have to think about, you pause and you think about something before you cut them, right? So I think this is all part of it. Probably jibber-jabber BS, but I just believe that's part of the reading.
I think the cards are instrumental in the sense of getting me to free myself from subjective thinking toward objective types of perception. Because I think in our humanness, it's easy for us to leap to a conclusion. And especially in relationships. I mean, the most important thing I teach my students is do not rush to judgment. It's not your life. This is somebody else's. You want to help them reach that point of consciousness where they feel ready to make a decision. And that includes people that are having affairs or that are, you know, just not faithful at all or who lie, all kinds of things. It's a very fine line you have to walk. With you, let's see what we got. Well, you haven't heard from that ex-boyfriend yet, right?
No.
Well, he's got you on his mind, but don't you do anything now. It's got to come from him. Okay.
Yeah, I won't.
He is remembering, he's reminiscing on a lot of the intimacy that the two of you shared, the things that you said. This is good. In my book, I discuss a theory called, just a minute, all kinds of theories are running in my head, but it's a theory about the evolution of emotion that when, let's say in the heat of an argument, the two of you say, well, that's it, I don't want to see you anymore. And the other one goes, good, because I don't want to see you anymore. All right, you are starting right there at 12 o'clock. Doesn't matter if it's 12 noon or 12 midnight. But the clock of emotional evolution runs all the way around. In the beginning, the person is at that angry stage. Men typically have a knee-jerk response. They run out and will say, quote unquote, date. They date everything that moves.
We actually never use that word. Women use that word.
It isn't. I just want to be polite on the air.
No. But yeah. I mean, no, I'm flipping that around. Women always say that date thing. But a guy never says that.
It's like they go and hook up.
Yeah. But women do call it dating. They do. You did. You always say that. I sure would like to date that guy.
Oh, that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not what it means, but we know what it means.
Yeah.
Take the D and put an M in front of it. I'd like to mate with that guy is what they're really saying.
Well, that's what men do. And I think their response. It's a panacea for them to kind of get over their anger, their hurt. They won't admit their hurt. They're not going to go and tell their buddies. Oh, if I was a guy, Jim, you say, what's up, Joe? Oh, my heart is broken. Now,
most of the time you sound pissed.
And you would say.
There's a couple guys that actually do totally melt down and flop out and curl up in the little balls. But most of the guys are like, man, I'm pissed at her.
And then the names come out that beyond.
Well, or whatever, but you say I'm pissed even though, you're angry because she hurt you. That's all.
And where women will sit and cry in their pillows or they cry on a girl's shoulder.
They cry when they watch 10 movies.
Okay, no, I don't want to get too.
But anyway, back to her
reading.
With this. Yes.
So
back
the
to
clock
her.
Is running. All right. When you both are still angry or still apart, you're not hearing from him. He's angry. He's hurt. Whatever the situation might be, you're say at 3 o'clock. Then you start heading toward where I think he is right now. He's at about 5 to 6 o'clock, and he's going to be pushing to 7. What that means is he's reminiscing now. He's got her on his mind. He's remembering things that she said. And he sure thinks of you as a ball of fire there, Tamika. you spoiled him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he knows it. So as we keep going around the clock, when you get to, say, 9 o'clock, now we're in the territory of missing, longing, needing, wanting. That's when people start to become really vulnerable. They start really looking back, and they will review the past as it unfolded and think, this isn't where I want it to lay. You know, I want to fix this. So then you start moving back to 12, and by then the two of you, somebody has made contact. A lot of times the guy will make a really lame attempt, calling up saying, hey, did I leave my favorite jersey there? Because, you know, game's coming up and I need my jersey. He knows where his jersey is. That's his way of getting his foot in the door. So just that's why I say don't do anything yet. He's got to be the one to make the move. All right? Mm-hmm. It's got to come from him. Otherwise, it just makes you look kind of pitiful. And then that puts him in a power position. Right.
Remember, this is a war.
It's the war of the sexes.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. Some people say it's the game of love, you know, all those different cliches and stuff. And it depends on the people involved too. Some people don't have to do all that stuff. Some people,
one of them
has got some issues, like Deb was saying here, issues. And if you don't do things just right, then you might not be able to undo it.
Yeah. And, you know, a person that really is in touch with their emotions and their maturity would have contacted you by now. But, see, he's going through a growing up stage here where he's going to either step up as a man or he isn't. And so far, I think that he's moving steadily around that clock, but we got to wait for him to really get to that place. Now, if something was urgently telling you, send him high, just a high, just punt, you know, put the ball in his court. I see nothing wrong with that.
It depends on the person. Some guy could see that as, oh, she wants me now.
Yeah, but then if there's nothing
I'm just
more,
saying, some guy could see this. Oh, there it is. She's weakening. She's going to take me back around to change. Everything's going to be great. That's fine. She wants me.
It's only a breadcrumb.
That it's only a breadcrumb in reality. To somebody else, that might look like a big juicy steak. Somebody that's got some issues up here that isn't thinking clearly.
Okay, well, it depends on the person.
It does.
Yeah.
If you throw the high out there, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but that person may misinterpret it. As silly as that would be the dumbest thing ever, but people will
misinterpret it. Yeah.
And some people out there will do that.
Yeah, and send like a really crass remark back.
Or, all right. You know, I missed you too, even though you just said hi. I missed you too. I think we should get back together. And you'd be like, all I said was frickin' hi, dude.
Yeah, but that's a start.
Well, that's what you want on a hi.
It depends.
Yeah. A text. I haven't talked about a hi. We should get married. Oh, okay. Well, that's what I was hoping for.
Oh, you sure like to deal with in extremes.
I do, because you know what? The problem is there are people out there that deal in extremes.
Well, anyway.
Hopefully this is not one of those people. I don't know. Deb has the cards. I don't know anything about this guy.
For you, Tamika, I would definitely encourage you to keep looking for another job just because you're going to eventually become very disgruntled with this one. And into the fall, I'm getting the strong sense that they are going to do some layoffs for who you work for, and I'd hate to see you get caught up in that. So, just a word to the wise, you know, you can wait till it happens. It doesn't mean, you know, that you're going to drown financially, or you can be proactive and just start looking now. I really think you'll find something within the next couple of months that's really going to interest you. That would be very, will make you feel more useful and more money would always be great. So I think Chip's ready for you. Are you ready?
I am indeed. Let's Why do you always have that so low?
Because when it's really loud, it's loud.
Subject of your angel card reading from Archangel Michael is trust the guidance you are receiving. And he's actually pulling in another archangel. This is from Michael. And he says, Archangel Uriel has blessed you with a brilliant epiphany. I am also present to clear away your worries so you can trust your divine guidance. I guess that Archangel Uriel is giving you some kind of epiphany. I don't know what that is, but you're reading that mind. Dun, dun, dun.
You know, and it can be very interesting when people get back together because we may think, oh, I want him back so badly. We're just yearning for that. And then when you could have him back, you're kind of like, wait a minute.
That happens quite often.
I think I've outgrown this.
That does
yeah.
happen a lot when
yeah.
people, that's, you know, that, well, who was that said you can't go home? Was that Peter Wolf or somebody or Thomas Wolf or who said you can't go home? Or who was that who said that?
I think it was Thomas Wolf,
maybe. Yeah. Peter Wolf is a singer. He was from Jake Isles' band. Angel is the centerfold. All right. Anyway, thank you so very much. It is time
thank
for us.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. The,
yeah, take care.
Yeah, you take care. Good luck to you. And
yes.
The phone lines are back up, hopping and jopping.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Care,
that was, I was thinking of somebody who said that before John Bon Jovi was frickin' born. Okay. Or maybe he was born and was playing with his diapers or something, but it was a lot. That's a quote.
They're saying Thomas Wolfe.
There you go. Thank you.
Isn't that who he said?
Well, we did, but
yeah.
Captain threw out John Bon Jovi. Maybe she just likes him.
Oh, maybe
she
he said
likes
it
him.
In the song.
Yeah, well, he probably did, I bet. I bet he did.
Yeah. And Jeanette is from Canada.
And I just was about to say, international yeah. shout-out to Jeanette from Canada, who is here. So the four, they're coming around the mountain. All right, we have the phone lines are back up and running. That's the number to call in, 646-595-4274. Call in to get your show. If you are on, get your show. You have a show. Call in to get your reading in the show. If you're on and you get any time now or any time ever, you listen to the show, everything's cool, and you just it goes away, call right back. Just some technical things. It's the world we live in. You just got to do it. And if you call back and it's still not quite ready, you might have to give it a few minutes. Computers reboot. You know how that is. Don't give up. Keep calling back. All right. Speaking of that, here's our next caller from area code 850, which looks like it's the panhandle of Florida area, if I'm not mistaken. 850 Florida, welcome.
Hello there. You're on the air. And your name is?
850. I'm going to sing it like it's one of those old things back in the day. All right.
I hear something.
I heard noise. 850, are you breathing?
Are you with us?
You can give yourself a...
Hello? We said that together.
Hello? I love you. Won't you tell me? Oh, she doesn't know she's live.
No. Let me call you back because it's going back and forth.
Okay.
All right, yes, that was a bad connection, and that is sometimes the best solution. We shall wait a few minutes, and Nicole at headquarters will let us know when you are ready to rock and ready to roll. Okie dokie, let's see. Oh, yeah, Jeanette's.
Yeah. From Thomas Wolfe, I guess.
Apparently, that's a pretty big quote. I didn't...
Yeah, she copied and pasted the whole thing.
Well, that's a lot.
You can't go back home to your family, back home to your childhood, back home to romantic love, back home to a young man's dreams of glory and fame.
Holy crap, international shout out to Laura from London. I forgot she's been in here for a little while. We're like really deep into somebody's reading. I didn't get a chance to give her a little shout out.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
That seems sad, though, doesn't it? You can never go home again. You can't go back to a love.
You know what it is. It's almost like you want to go back and expect everything to be exactly like it was. You can go back, but you got to accept that it's not going to be the same as all. That's the thing. Like the big quote is. And I think it's pretty true. All right. Let's give her another try. Let's go back to 850 down in Florida. 850, we're giving it another shot. How's the connection?
Hello.
Hello. 850, won't you tell us your name? I would have to say that we do not, and they dropped. So it's one of them there nights, there, them there, days and nights. Well, it's early, it's way early where the show's headquartered, but the internet doesn't care. Cell phones don't care. They decide to act up when they want to act up.
Just if you take anybody from Facebook, they should just write it in.
Well, that'll kill the show then.
Oh, close.
Take it in, that takes 10 times as long to do that.
Laura, if you want to put a question in, type it in, and because we're in a low right now.
Yeah, but type it in and put all the info in, and we're not going to have a lot of back and forth time because the call's going to come back.
You know, I'm wearing a very knitted, crocheted type of top, and it looks like it has holes all over it, but they're not.
Right.
It's just the way it's crocheted.
All right. I'm telling you, that call's coming back here any minute. And we are on the... I bet we only got like 11 minutes, too. Let me find out.
Yeah. 8:50 was Kiki.
How do you know? Wow.
They're telling me, and Kiki is...
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okie dokie. All right. There you go, Laura. Work in love. She wants to know what's coming up in her future. Work in love.
All right.
There you go. Rachel said she likes your top.
Thank you.
She says, and it does. It kind of looks almost a little purplish because of our blue light thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I can see that. No matter what light we pick, you know how the cameras are. It's going to look something a little bit different possibly. Mine, this actually does not. This is like the perfect color that doesn't change for this light. Probably because that's a blue light and I'm wearing all blue.
And this is more of a denim.
It's almost like a light royal blue, which sounds like a really stupid thing to say, because royal is like that color but darker.
Well, it
could be denim. Yeah, I agree. I'll go with that. All right, we have exactly 10 minutes, actually less than 10 minutes now. So the clock is ticking. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Remember that from Silence of the Lambs?
No, I don't remember that.
Well, he was talking about when Clarice was coming, trying to get info from it early. And she's like, oh, I don't know. Tick-tock. Because the chick, she was trying to find the chick that got kidnapped. And he's messing with her.
Oh, the freak?
Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, him.
Yeah, Lecter. And he's like, she's out there somewhere.
Okay, Laura.
Tick-tock.
Laura from London.
Laura from London.
You have a new man coming in your life. But be aware, it's not just you. There's another woman there, too. And you know what? Nobody says that people can't, what would you call that, date in plural unless you make a commitment. What do you think about dating? That, you know, there's a man here for Laura, but there's another woman too. And I feel that he is a man that would be dating both of them.
There's a lot of people that want to play the field and not make a commitment because they worry that they'll pick the wrong one.
You mean men feel that way? Or?
It depends. A certain point in their lives where they're like, they're not young and just want to do everything, but they're not old or they're really desperate to settle down. They're in the field. They're like, you know what? I don't have to pick quickly. I want to play the field. I want to test drive a lot of cars before I buy one.
No, I'm
not. I'm not trying to be mean to the person that I'm the woman, but it's like, I want to have a relationship, but I don't want to commit, that type of thing.
But
probably.
Then he shouldn't be double-dipping. What do you think?
Well, no, he should not. Or if he is, he should say, hey, you know, and he won't because he knows she'll run away if she has any woman of quality. So, you know, I think we should both keep dating. I mean, if you say that to a chick that's of quality, she can be like, yeah, get out of here. You know?
She'd want to be the only one he's sleeping with.
Right.
And in this day and age, can't really hurt. You know.
Well, it's better safe than sorry, and you never know, the other chick could be a murderous stalker. I mean, there's a lot of reasons not to do that.
But then that blows the third date right out of the water. Traditionally, the third date is when you do it.
I thought that Mars-Venus women thing was said fifth date or something, didn't it? Or seventh?
I don't know. I've never read that.
Some chick quoted it to me. I was like, Jesus Christ. But it was like down the road. I'm like, there shouldn't be a number. That number should be what that number is, whatever happens.
Anyway,
happens.
Just be aware, if it doesn't come up in conversation, there is another that he's dating. And I think that people use a lot of finesse and say, oh, you know, I can't meet with see you on Thursday because I have, what, a meeting? I'm going out with the boys. I don't know. Because I don't know if a guy would actually say, well, I have a date with another hot chick on Thursday. Would you, Jim? You're the only male I have to ask.
I was typing to somebody that was calling a wrong number.
If you're dating two women and you take one out on Tuesday, you're not going to tell her, hey, Thursday, I have another date with the...
Not if you're deceiving them both. Why would you? Well, then you wouldn't be deceiving them if you told them the truth.
Not deceiving them, just...
That would be, if you are making up a reason why you can't date them, you're deceiving them.
Yeah.
If you're saying, if she says, hey, we should go out again Thursday, and you're thinking, well, I got another chick Thursday, and you say, I got to work or something, well, then you just lied. You are lying.
Rachel is saying he could say he's got to fix the car. You know, anyway, I just wanted to bring that up to you, Laura. As for your work, you know, I always get this feeling in terms of your work that you need some kind of paradigm shift whenever we discuss it. You need to bring a new wrinkle into what you do. And that can take some thought. Because I always fall back on the words of F. Scott Fitzgerald, and that little statement from him helped me when I was a city newspaper columnist. This saying helped me a lot, and it was my paradigm shift. He said, the cleverly expressed opposite of any generally accepted idea is worth a fortune to somebody. So I don't know. I know what you do, but I don't know exactly what you could bring to your work that would put it in a different light. It's something you might need to really consider. And the cards are saying that once you find it, once you put that into play, you're going to become extremely successful. So I guess we'd have to think on that for a while. A lot of times it'll occur to you as a what I call an oh my God thought, you know. And if it comes to you, hang on to it, because that's kind of like a little bit of divine intervention coming to give you a little nudge. All right. So yes, you've got a new man coming in your life. You've got a guy that has left your life. And this is kind of tragic here because he left you holding the bag like, what the heck happened? I thought we were getting along well. I thought things were going right. And this guy, it walked up full of jealousy and resentment. So I'm not quite sure if he's your the Ireland man.
Ooh, that's back away.
Yeah, but yeah. It is somebody that I feel definitely is in your past.
Ooh, that is the past.
And then you've got two more. God, lady.
Interesting.
Yeah, you've got a lot of men here. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. They're undersure to come true. I know we're short on time. Laura? You're going to have your choice of two. And they're younger than you, but I'm not talking like fresh out of, you know, college, high school or anything like that. But
that would be bad.
A younger man is going to understand you better. They're going to enjoy your, I don't know, your spontaneity, your intelligence, your creative thinking. And there's two of them. Wowzer, you could have quite a full dance card if you want one. We'll have to work on this again soon, hon, because we've come to the end.
Well, real quick, Dave, she shall have
Archangel
Michael Sword of Light Oracle card reading, and she shall enjoy it. Well, I hope she will. Subject is, this is a blessing in disguise. Be patient and have faith that your angels have this situation under control. What will come is far better than you dared to dream. That's pretty bold.
Yeah, that is
there.
A
that
bold.
That is very bold. Thing.
I love that.
Archangel Michael better back that shit up.
I don't,
so that's a big bold statement.
I don't
statement.
Think we have to worry about
well, I mean,
him.
He can if he wants to, obviously. Because he's got the power.
He does. That's his song.
Da-da-da. All right, we are under the two-minute mark, so...
Yes, everybody.
Facebookers, we will say goodbye to you separately. We shall have to start talking to our
News,
our
for, the
news
soul.
For the Soul listeners. We are sorry about some of the things that went down electronically, but it's the world
yeah.
we live in.
We've got to learn to accept
computers.
It.
Computers. I mean,
yeah.
basic computers are at the heart of it all. They run the cell phone world. They run the internet. They run everything. And when they go poo-poo, we all suffer. But, you know, you guys pretty much all did the right thing. You called back. That is all you can do when you get dropped. Keep calling back.
Yep, please.
And when you call, if you call back real fast, if the system's rebooting, you know, it might take a minute or two. Just keep trying.
Please.
You did well. We got to go.
Come together with us next Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Pacific.
Come together.
Right now.
Over me.
Take, who did that? I don't know.
That was the Beatles, right?
Oh, I think so. Take care. We love y'all. Be safe. Stay well. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you. And yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye, News for the Soul, folks. Yep.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.